It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, summertime.
I know it's technically spring, but still, but when school's done and it's June, summertime.
Pools open? If not,
soon. Lots of things going on. You know, the Avon Duct Tape Festival next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Always coincides with Father's Day,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Father's Day weekend because, you know, Dad likes duct tape. But Dad also likes gadgets and tech things, too. And reason that's why we got Scott Steinberg joining us this morning. He's a consumer tech-savvy guy. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure. Hope you guys are doing well.
Hey, we're doing well. You know what? I don't know if you know this or not, but tomorrow you should have a big day because it's the 30th anniversary of Tetrix being released. I don't know whether many...
Break out the Game Boy.
Whether that's, people getting into technology through all of the, early kids when they're little playing all those technological games. But for dads, it kind of changes a little bit. What are some of the tech things that are out there that maybe fathers would be impressed with if you gave them to them?
Yeah, well, there's tons of great options out there that will beat the usual tie. I actually teamed up with some top tech companies. Thought we'd talk about some of the options here. So right off the bat, right, maybe a good option if you want to put a smile on Dad's face literally would be the Oral-B Black 7000. This is a power brush, basically. Cool design on it. Takes off about 100% more plaque than Dad's regular toothbrush, so kind of a neat one that Mom will appreciate as well. And actually, they have this cool campaign, powerofdad.com, where you can share photos and favorite memories. Of course, maybe if your dad is into music or watching movies, another good option could be the LG Groove headphones. Don't know if you've seen these, but basically HD audio, super comfortable. They block out unwanted noise, can work wirelessly with smartphones, tablets, and other Bluetooth devices. So those are a couple options right off the bat.
Blocking out unwanted noise. So you have Dad sitting in, say, maybe like a relaxing lazy boy, putting those on, and he's good for a couple hours then.
I was going to say, yeah, no chirping kids in the ear. I wouldn't mind a little time off.
Or maybe
I will say kids. I will not refer to anybody else in the household.
I understand that as well. What about if Dad likes watching movies and stuff? I used to be kind of one who would work with the VCR and have the switchers and all the cables, but everything's wireless. There's all these crazy names of products out there. What can you help us, watching good movies, TV, that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, like I was saying, the LG Groove headphones are pretty cool for that. Another thing you might want to check out, if you don't want to even have to go to the store, you could check out Bad Grandpa 0.5. You can download this. So all-new movie from Johnny Knoxville, basically follow-up to the hit comedy Bad Grandpa, really, really funny. And this one, if you download it, you get never-before-seen pranks. They also have behind-the-scenes interviews and features. And so it's a pretty cool gift idea, and actually one that, like I was saying, it's totally digital. So if he's a movie lover, you can definitely dig that.
Scott, can we break it down to one remote? Are the days of like having half a dozen remotes gone?
Yeah, you can grab something. They've got like the Logitech Harmony remotes, and those actually will act as a universal. In fact, there are apps for your smartphone, by the way, that will do that, which Dad will like as well.
I have one that I just downloaded the other day, and it has all the TV shows on it, what's on now, movie suggestions, and it's a remote control. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Actually, the greatest gift you can give Dad is the PBS Kids app. You can always download that and keep the kids busy so you can actually have a night out or a night off. But, what's also cool, there's like plug-and-play stuff that you can use that's really handy around the house, too. So it's not just entertainment. I mean, you could try, like, D-Link has this Wi-Fi smart plug where Dad can basically control all his favorite devices remotely wherever he goes. He can take an app and he can set on and off schedules for all those electronics and monitor power consumption. And since he is Dad, he may be absent-minded like me, don't even have to worry about appliances overheating or anything. It's got these thermal sensors that'll shut it off. So there are some practical options out there for Dad, too.
Talking to tech expert Scott Steinberg this morning about some Father's Day gift ideas. What about the power that you need for all this? I mean, many times I'm running around, who has the charger? What happened to the charger? Any suggestions in that regard?
Yeah, well, there's a couple cases, right, by Mophie and Duracell PowerMat that'll actually give you that extra hour of recharge. And let me tell you, it'll come in handy, too, because, like, Dad, especially if he's traveling, right, you're going to want to have power, but you also want convenience, right? So, like, another good gift idea would be the Magic Jack Pro. You can basically make digital calls for under $3 a month, and actually you can make free international calls back to the U.S. if Dad decides he wants to go AWOL. So you can have the chargers, which will keep you through the flight. You can touch down and Greece or Rome or wherever you want to hit, and actually you can take your home or office number with you and have enough charge, sync up to a broadband connection, your hotel Wi-Fi, right, and be making high-quality calls right back to the States and saying, nanny, nanny, boo-boo, guess where I am?
Scott, a lot of times new products hit the market, prices are kind of high. I imagine prices on these kinds of things have really come down in recent years. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. On average, you're going to find most of this stuff for about $50 to $100. You can even pick up some things, if they're apps or video games and the like, for as little as $5. So you don't have to spend a ton. And actually, some of the stuff you can get at a pretty affordable price. I mean, there's great, like, low-cost gift options or free options, like Snap One, right, this app where basically you can manage your family's contacts, calendars, and files all in one spot. So you can get the family on one page. Doesn't have to cost a fortune. Stuff like Bad Grandpa 0.5 won't cost you a lot at all. So really a lot of great affordable tech gifts out there. I mean, it is coming down more and more.
Are there some websites or some other places where you can go to just get a lot of this information all together?
Oh, yeah. We've got a ton of information and tips and suggestions on our website, techsavvymag.com. I mean, some of the recent stuff is like you can go to Hyatt Place Hotels because they're loaded with tech gear and free Wi-Fi. I mean, we also have some tips not only about where to stay but how you can get travel deals, programs like Kayak that you can use on your smartphone to get travel and hotel deals. So we got a lot of stuff for summer. I would definitely check it out.
Sounds good. Tech expert and parenting and business expert Scott Steinberg, thanks for joining us and giving us some tips for Father's Day.
Hey, my pleasure. Hope you folks have a happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much.